USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says attacks were imminent, and this is why he ordered the military to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani in Baghdad. The president saying four embassies could have been hit. He tells reporters in Washington,
when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
In Iran, protesters continue to take to the streets again, furious with the leadership in that country over the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane, 176 people killed, including citizens from Iran, the country at first denying it. And Attorney General Bill Barr calling the shooting at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida, an act of terrorism, the shooter a Saudi national.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
To the campaign trail now, Atlanta Mayor Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms heading to Iowa Friday to campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden as part of his We Know Joe bus tour. The tour kicking off Tuesday in Sioux City. Biden will visit 20 key Iowa counties. There is one less Democrat in the race now for 2020. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
On Sunday morning, he was campaigning hard in Iowa.
That's the urgency I feel in this moment, is to make sure we have a nominee that can reach out to all of our party.
But come Monday morning, Cory Booker released a different message.
Today I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
Booker's campaign theme was hope and optimism, and in a statement to supporters, he says he still believes in the message, accusing President Trump of promoting only hate and division. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907. The Nasdaq gaining 95 points. The S&P 500 up almost 23 points. In other news, the very latest on President Trump's border wall, USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Significant progress is continuing to be made on construction of a border wall between the United States and Mexico. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan responds to critics who say the old wall is just being replaced and a new wall is not being built.
First of all, that's absolutely a false narrative. Every single mile, it's not just a wall. Brian, you and I talked. It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology. Lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one that you've had for 25 years and people ask you what you've done, you tell them you bought a brand new car. And that's exactly what we have, over 100 miles. And Brian, look, we had a lot of naysayers for many months saying we were never going to achieve this first milestone by January of this year of 100 miles, and we've done just that. And look, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the Army Corps of Engineers who have been absolute great partners in this, and I have no doubt that even with the lower court judicial activism and the obstacles by Congress, by the end of 2020, we're still going to have 450 miles of wall complete or well under construction.
So, Morgan speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.